behalf of my delegation, I wish to congratulate you on your election as chairperson of the group of governmental experts of the high contracting parties related to emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon system. We align ourselves to the statement delivered by the Ambassador of the Bolivian Republic of Venezuela on behalf of the non-aligned movement regarding the position of the heads of states on the CCW, and wish to add the following in our national capacity. Chair, wish to join other delegations to commend you for your leadership in directing the deliberation of this meeting, and we assure you of our support as we commend the continued engagement of the past chairs, France and Germany, of the Convention on Conventional Weapons meeting on lethal autonomous weapon system. We also commend the efforts of countries who have taken their time preparing the draft working papers, giving further insight into the subject, affording the GGE an opportunity to consider laws from various angles, including technological, military, ethical, and legal dimensions. Available information, Chair, is that over the years, the information points to the understanding that there has been no shared vision of what the future of autonomous weapon system might look like. Diverse views of how the autonomous system may be used in future weapons have also been observed, and so is the concern as to whether autonomous weapons are near mechanisms or long-term concerns, including the context in which they may be used. Although the period assigned to the discussion of this year has been cut short due to lack of financial resources, we nonetheless welcome the resuming of the discussions in a formal way and have followed the discussions, including expert presentations, with great interest. Further, Chair, based on the previous discussions, we note that the subject of lethal autonomous weapon system has raised a number of questions bordering on ethical, legal, moral, and technical, as well as international peace and security. It is my delegation's expectation that, although inquiring into the subject in the past has not been conclusive, the discussions in this GGE is a starting point to provide answers to the main questions which have been raised on the subject, and look forward to progressively move our discussions from those of general nature towards the development of concrete recommendations. However, we urge that the discussions should be examined in the context of our desire to uphold international law, including international humanitarian law and international human rights law. It is in this regard that we consider the Food for Thought paper, which you presented to this meeting, as a good basis for our discussion, and we hope it has contributed to the useful discussion that we have had in the past 2 days on the technological and security dimensions, as well as legal and ethical issues of relevance to laws. Chairperson, having considered the main presentations, my delegation is inclined to the subscribed views that machines cannot replace human judgment, as the absence of human intervention will make future wars more inhumane, lower threshold for use of force, and increase the practice of targeted killings and clandestine operations. We have also noted the submission that prohibition or any legal binding treaty is premature, as submitted by Australia and Germany, as well as the contents of the working paper by France and Germany, which suggests a political declaration on laws, including the views on practical steps towards prohibition at national and international level. To this, we agree only to the extent that indeed the ban on laws must not hamper peaceful uses of aspects of technology. However, with regard to a political declaration, my delegation has reservations regarding the substance and would not wish to would not wish a process which would not provide conclusive discussions within the CCW's deliberations on lethal autonomous weapon systems, as we need something more than that. It is in this regard, therefore, Chair, that while we remain open to further discussions based on the evidence regarding a number of weapons which have been prevented before they are deployed, as well as the lessons learned, my delegation subscribes to the views supporting a legal binding instrument to regulate or ban lethal autonomous weapon systems, taking into account of the many experts' views, including the recommendations of the Human Rights Council and Special Rapporteur on extrajudicial killings, which would be the case should such weapons come into use. I thank you, Chair.